Pro Savings Days are on at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, My Lowe's Pro Rewards members get an additional 5% off when you buy 5 or more select GE, Whirlpool, and Electrolux kitchen or laundry major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 123. Discount valid to My Lowe's Pro Rewards members only. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for details. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
1, 2, 3, 4. All right, y'all. Hey, guys. Welcome back to another podcast episode. My name is Hannah Humble, and I'm the host of this podcast, Sit Down, Be Humble. And today, I have...
Ava!
This is Ava. I've known Ava for a long time, and she is literally so crazy and so special. And I mean, I was gonna do this by myself, but I was like, I really want to ask someone, and Ava came to my mind because she is so good at speaking truth. I thought about her videos. Her and her boyfriend make these videos on Instagram.
A little plug.
Y'all go follow her. What is your Instagram?
It's really on Ross's Instagram. Ross Millet?
Just look up Ross Millet and you'll find it, because they share a lot of truth and they're actually so real for that. But what's your Instagram? You can go ahead and plug that.
It's Ava Kaufman_.
She literally like is flowers. Like she reminds me of flowers because it's just all like bright colors, and I just I love her so very much. But I haven't made a podcast in a while. It has been a while, and I know it has. I know people are like, when's the next podcast coming out? Like, I've been listening to your old ones because I'm on a run and I don't see a new one. And I'm just like, okay, I want to do them. And I say this every time, but genuinely, it has been the weirdest summer of my life. Yeah. I've been busy. I got into a relationship. I got out of a relationship. Yeah. That'll be a whole different podcast, because that's just like, we don't have time for that right now. But I'm just really excited to have Ava here because she has so much wisdom.
I'm so excited.
It's so fun.
No,
it's
Hannah
so
called
fun.
Me like literally 5 minutes ago. She was like, can you come over? And I was like, yeah.
I didn't know she was going to. Well, she called me and she was at the doctor. I was like, I'm so sorry. I don't know if the doctor was in the office, if she was waiting. Like, I was not really sure, but at least she picked up the phone.
It worked out. And it worked out.
I know. Well, this weekend is so crazy because everyone's moving back into college, which is insane to me because I feel like summer just started.
No, I swear.
Well, I mean, summer, like, I feel like summer just started, but it's also been a really long summer now that I think about it.
Because it feels so much longer, because in high school it was just like, oh, like, June and July, and it's like May, June, July, and August.
Oh my gosh. No, you literally get off the first week of May and then go back one of the last weeks of August. It's so weird, but it's like not as, I mean, it's still fun. Don't get me wrong. I love summer so much, but it, like, everyone's working.
It's just work.
Yes. It's like crazy.
Independent. You ask anyone what they're doing in the summer, it's like, oh, I'm just working. Like, me too.
It's like, okay. I mean, I'm free after like 4:30, but that's about it. But then when I'm free, I'm normally running errands that I didn't have time to run during the week. So that's it. If you guys aren't in college, get ready, because you really don't have any time to yourself, and that's okay. You'll learn how to deal with that, which actually has a lot to do with what we're talking about today. Wow, that was really good.
Thank you so much.
I'm really good. I'm sticking. Anywho, if you guys don't know me, if you're new somehow, thanks for listening. I'm super, super, super excited that you guys are here listening to my chaotic self, who is very all over the place. And I told Ava when she came here, I'm like, I'm literally all over the place right now. So just like disregard, it's going to be everywhere all at once. But yeah, it's going to be so fun. And I'm just so glad that you guys are here. Okay, so just Ava, talk about yourself for a little bit. I mean, a lot of people know who you are, but some people don't. Because I have listeners, like I can kind of tell where my listeners are from, and they're like random countries.
Really?
I'm telling you, it's so weird. Like, a lot of different states. I mean, most people are probably from Bowling Green and Nashville, but there's a lot of people who don't know you, so just go ahead and tell about yourself.
Okay, well, my name is Ava Kaufman. I'm 19. I am a student at Western Kentucky University with Hannah.
Go Tops!
I am a dancer. I danced my whole life. I am a Kappa Delta at WKU. I bleed green.
We are the Kappa Deltas. Yes. We are the ones for you. Woo! We are the KD ladies. Don't you want to be KD too? Don't you want to be KD too? I do. Pause. I sing that at least like 10 times a week.
Oh,
I'm not joking.
Shoot.
It's been stuck in my head ever since recruitment. Continue. Wow. So sorry.
No, it's my favorite chant ever. Let's see what else. I am in a relationship with my boyfriend named Ross.
Oh my gosh, they're the cutest couple I ever plugged in. They've been dating for so long. Okay.
Yeah, I guess I love him.
Aww. Shout out Ross.
I am an only child. I have two half brothers. I don't know how much I should say. Like, how
I mean, no, that's a good intro.
Yeah,
that's a good intro. Ava is so awesome, and she's the chaplain for KD. Shouldn't say that.
Oh,
she
yeah,
has so
I
much
am.
Wisdom, like I said, but she's crazy. Also, I cannot tell if you guys can hear that fan on my computer. If you do, disregard. My computer is very old, and I say this all the time. I really need a new one, but I currently cannot afford a new one. So, we're dealing with this one, and it is what it is. Little brief intro on myself for those who don't know who I am. I also go to Western Kentucky University. Wait, what are you studying? Did you say that?
Psychology. I'm studying
psychology.
Psychology,
which is so good for this, because she knows things. Do you like psychology?
Kind of.
So, anyone going to psychology, take her advice.
Yes,
what's
I
your
guess.
Advice?
My advice?
For psychology.
Take notes and study, but don't get too hard on yourself.
Yeah. I mean, that's good.
That goes for any college student, honestly.
Oh, I'm already stressed because I got an email about one of my classes, and I'm already just like, oh, it's fine. I always love psychology classes, though.
They're so fun
because they're real. It's like, oh, like, this actually applies to my life.
And this is exactly the way my brain... You're telling me this is exactly the way my brain processes emotions?
Like, yes, while you're processing what she's telling you about how you're processing
it's
and you're
so
like,
cool.
Wow, this is crazy.
It's so cool.
Love psychology. I feel like that's what I'd do if I wasn't...
Yeah.
Broadcasting. Oh, yes. I'm a broadcasting major, minoring in journalism. So, speaking
so cool.
and writing...
So
I'm a yapper. We always say it's a yapping major, and it literally is. It's just a bunch of people who literally can't shut up, and our classes, as you could probably imagine, are just, like, nonstop talking all the time. I remember me and my friend Eli would get in trouble almost every single day in our class because we just wouldn't shut up. But, yeah, I love Jesus so, so, so much. He is literally the whole reason that I'm here, and not to be cliche or anything, but he's pretty, pretty cool.
He's so awesome.
So... That's where we're at, and we're going to call this podcast Life Changes. I went on my podcast Instagram. If you guys don't know what it is, it's Sit Down, Be Humble Pod. My last name's Humble. That's why it's Humble, period.
So creative.
Yeah, I was go Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick and Drake, who do you choose? Have you been on that side of TikTok?
No, I actually haven't been. Everybody talks about it, and
that was like a summer thing. I think I'm going to go with Drake.
Okay, fine, then I will too.
So she's going to go with Drake, even though, you know, shout out
I know
Sit Down, Be Humble, because I do love that song. Don't get me wrong, but I like Drake more. Getting off topic, we're going to call this Life Changes because on my Instagram, I asked people what they wanted to hear. Next one I'm going to do, and don't hold me to it, I kind of want to do it on relationships because now I'm like, guys, I know things about it. This is crazy. Like, I literally know things about it.
Do it.
But the number one answer, and it was really close, but the number one was Life Changes because I think there's a lot of people listening who are either entering college or like... exiting college or just like going through breakups or friendship struggles.
There's always life changes going on.
Always. There is never not life changes happening.
Yes.
So I don't know. I just think life changes are always important to talk about. I know I talked about change in one of my earlier podcasts, but I've grown since then.
Yes.
There's always just more that we can talk about. I feel like I'm going in a different route since I have Ava because Ava has different experiences than I do. And it's just going to be really cool. So, to start off with life changes, I think it's fair to start talking about college, going into college, because I know a lot of boys and girls are moving in this week, next week, the next week, because college starts in 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
Which is crazy.
That's so wild.
Like, computer text message. which is crazy that college literally starts back. Like, we're going to be sophomores.
I know.
Like, that's insane to me. I feel like we just started.
Like, freshman year is literally, it didn't happen.
It actually did not happen. Freshman year was literally a joke.
It it was...
I loved freshman year.
It was unreal. It was, like, one of the best years ever, because I love college. Like, yeah. I tell everybody, like, oh, my gosh, I just love college so much, but I literally don't... Like, I don't even remember my freshman year. I mean, I do, but, like, it was just a blur. It happened so fast.
Do you like high school or college better?
College, 100%.
You like college better?
Yes.
Well, I was always nervous, because everyone's like, if you like high school, you're not going to like college, but I loved high school. Oh. I had such a good high school experience, and senior year was one of my favorite years ever. That's like, cool. I had a great time. But then I go to college, and I love college, yeah, but it's in a totally different way, because most of my friends that I meet in college, like, I've never met before, you know? Like, they're all from different states or parts of Kentucky, and it's really, it's just a different environment, because you are, like, independent.
Yeah,
so
you're an adult. Like,
I mean, like, going into life, like, life changes. Moving into college, not even moving, you don't even have to be moved in.
Yes.
Like, being an adult is so weird.
Yes.
Because you're like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. Like, you really are.
You really have to figure things out.
You have to.
Actually.
Oh, I love being independent sometimes.
Me too.
But I also can be very dependent on people, which I need to work on sometimes. But I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing to be dependent on certain people. Like, I'm living at my house this semester too. And you guys know this because I've talked about this. Hopefully study abroad, which, by the way, have not heard anything about. So keep that in your mind. But, like, to save money, because I'm like, I have to save money now. Like,
right,
I have to start, like, looking. I know, and it's weird. So, like, how did you feel going from high school to college? Like, what was your thought process?
I will say, I did not love high school. I think I don't know if it was a high school that I went to, or, like, I don't even know what it was, but high school was, like, not my cup of tea. I also didn't play a sport necessarily for my high school or join any, like, clubs in my high school, so that probably has something to do with it. I always did dance, and we didn't have a dance team, so I did dance outside of my school, whatever.
Right.
But because of that, I think that I didn't have as, like, substantial of a high school experience as some other people did. Like, Hannah, like, I know the high school you went to, like, they had clubs, like, left and right.
Oh, we, like,
so
we were involved. People
involved.
Were involved.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I always wanted that for my high school experience, but it just, like, wasn't really offered.
Yeah.
So high school was kind of like a 2 out of 10 for me.
Oh,
however,
that makes me so sad.
However, no.
But I mean, I know, like, a lot of people have that same experience.
Right,
so they don't like high school.
College, I mean, like I said, has just been, like, absolutely amazing. Like, I love all the new people I met. Like Hannah said, like, you meet people from, like, so many different states, so many different areas, and, like, they become your best friends.
Yeah.
Like, I have met some of my best friends through my sorority and through my classes. Like, college is just a whole different, like, world.
It is.
And there's
yeah.
so, like, I've noticed that there's so many ways to get involved, and, like, that's what I wanted in high school, and I didn't have that. So now having that in college has been,
yeah.
like, oh, it's been amazing.
For anyone going into college, I think this can be really encouraging for you. And I know you may hear this, maybe you haven't heard this, but genuinely, when people say it's a fresh start for you,
oh
it can
gosh,
be
a fresh start.
Literally,
no one knows who you are.
No.
Like, not
even coming from Bowling Green, people
right.
don't know who you are.
No,
which, by the way, our college is in our college.
Yeah.
Which, can I say something? I was thinking the other day, like, it would be so weird not growing up in a college town.
I completely agree.
Like,
completely
imagine
agree.
How different our lives
imagine
would be.
Not having a college where you're from. That's
right.
so weird.
Like, we, like,
so
like
weird.
We didn't have to move, but, like,
to go
we
to
wanted to, but, like, everyone else has to move, which is crazy to me. I never really thought about that until the other day,
so
and
weird.
I was like, that's actually so weird. But, yeah, college is literally a fresh start, and there's a lot of girls and guys listening probably that are about to move into college. Maybe they just moved into an apartment. Maybe they just left college. Like,
yeah.
there are so many things happening. But specifically for people who are trying to get involved in college for the first time, don't put your identity in, like, one certain thing.
For sure.
Because there are so many ways that you can meet other people, grow in Jesus, because I know a lot of people
yes.
want to grow in Jesus in college. And sometimes that's not necessarily the story, and that's okay, because you'll always end up where you're supposed to be. But... like, I don't know, just finding out who you are. And
there are, like, so many ways to get involved in college. I think that, like, either that can be a really overwhelming thing.
Yeah.
Or you can kind of take it head on and just say yes to everything.
Which is exactly,
like,
what I did.
I said yes to everything. And, like, I don't
say yes to everything. Okay, that's,
yes.
yeah, say yes to everything.
Yes.
That's my advice.
Do
okay.
it.
You don't have to, but, like,
do it.
You're like, why not?
Like,
you're in college.
I had this little, like, thing that I was doing from December, like, for my New Year's resolution, I guess you could say, was to do things for the plot. And I know that's, like, kind of a trend, but, like, seriously, like, do things for the plot. audition. I literally, guys, I auditioned for an AOL commercial in December because, like, I just saw a post about it on Instagram. And I went and auditioned, and now I'm in an AOL commercial.
That's, like, crazy. I remember you talking about that
before auditioning. And it apparently won an Emmy.
Really? Yes. High five. That was crazy.
Yeah, so, like, literally by me just, like, looking at an Instagram post and saying, what the heck? Like, right. I'm just going to do it. Just say yes. And
right.
It's for the plot. Like, you'll look back on it and say, whether that was a bad experience or a good experience, you learn from it and you get memories from it.
Yeah.
Like, that's something I did in college that I wouldn't have been able to do had I been in the previous stage of my life of high school. So, like, college brought me that. But,
yeah, yes. College is just full of opportunities, I think. And I know there's a lot of girls, and I'm maybe speaking to a lot of people right now, but I've been talking to a lot of people going into recruitment, which really freaked me out, which I think is a major change for anyone going through the recruitment process, just because I think a lot of girls do put their worth and their identity in, you know, well, if I join this sorority or if I join this fraternity, I have to be like everyone in here. But that's actually not the case. So if you're listening, don't put too much pressure on it, because you will always end up where you're supposed to be.
100%.
And I am such a fond believer of, like, everything happens for a reason. Kind of like you said, like, you learn from experiences. Yeah. You learn from everything. Like, Jesus. Oh, my gosh. Wait. Pause 1 second, guys. I wrote down this quote that I was not even a quote. It's a quote from my brain. But, like, I have this, like, thoughts folder. Guys.
I wrote down a quote.
It's not a quote. It's actually a quote from Hannah. But it's a quote in my eyes.
I love
Anywho, if you guys don't know me, journalism's my thing, writing's my thing, so my notes is, I'm showing Avery right now, my notes is literally just full of just, like, stuff all the time, but I was thinking, and I was like, this could be good for a change podcast, but it says, God is not surprised by the outcome of a certain situation, or by the life change that you took, or the life change it took you by surprise.
Yeah.
Which I was thinking about that in the shower. All my thoughts happen in the shower.
Shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts. They're literally shower thoughts, but he knows what you're gonna say.
Like, no, like, what you were saying, like, he is not surprised by the outcome because, like, he already knew. Like, he already knew what that was going to look like, and he already knew, like, that that was a good plan for you.
Yeah. And it's
and
weird.
He's chill with it.
Like, he's so chill because he's not surprised by it, which I think we hear that, and it's like, God already knows our plan. God already has a plan for our life. And, like, we hear that, and we're like, okay, but, like, I don't want to believe that because it's not the plan that I want.
Right.
But then it comes back a few months, weeks, years. Like, you never know. And, like, sometimes you might never... But here's the thing. It always ends up good when you're doing it for God.
So true. Have you ever, like, had a situation where you, like, look back and you're like, oh, man, like, I wouldn't have changed anything. Like, I'm so happy with where I am. Like, I wouldn't have changed all that stuff that happened. And, like, in that moment, like, in those past experiences, you were probably like, oh, like, this is the worst. Like, I hate being in this stage of life right now. But then looking back, it's like, I wouldn't have changed anything.
Right. I mean, it's literally proof, because I don't think you can grow if you don't go through change.
Yeah.
So, okay, guys, if I'm being completely honest, we just had to stop because the platform I use, you have to automatically stop 15 minutes. But while we were waiting for it to save, which, like I said, my computer's being a little ratchet, we were singing, like, the Hannah Montana stuff. It's like, oh, whoa, whoa, yeah. It's always the yes. It's always the lows. It's always the yes. Miley Cyrus, please make another soundtrack just of that.
We need it.
We want it. We need it.
We need it.
Oh, baby, oh, baby. Guys, what movie is that from?
What?
I want you. I need you. Oh, baby, oh, baby. If you don't know that, you're a loser. It's my favorite movie in the entire world.
I can't, like, actually think of the title of it. I'm literally seeing it in my brain. Curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
Blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of that?
10 Things I Hate About You.
Yes.
My favorite movie of all time. I want to be Cat Stafford. Because I'm obsessed with Heath Ledger.
I really love
it. But he died, so.
No.
That's really sad.
Yeah, that is
but
sad.
I did watch Twister. Twisters.
I haven't seen
last
that.
Last night. It's actually really good.
Huh.
It was actually really good. But anywho, as we are going on, because I know the people listening are like, how did you guys just switch from that, like, serious conversation
so
to that?
Topic.
That's okay. But anywho, as we were saying, like, God's not surprised by what's going to happen,
yes.
And he works all things out for the good of those who love him.
Yes, you go through change because he wants you to learn. And he wants you to grow.
And in the moment, you hate it. Trust me, guys. I just went through, like, a really weird change in my life. I know a lot of people, like, people at home, like, my closest friends from home and people from home knew that, like, this was happening because they were around me. Because, again, a lot of your college friends aren't around you when things happen near your hometown. But, like, I got into a relationship, and I'm not going to go deep into it, but, like, this is, like, a big life change for me that I can use now. Yeah. Like, I had never, because I came out with that single podcast a few months, like, it was probably, I don't know when it was, maybe January. Because I have always been single, y'all. Chronically single. Ava can speak from the opposite perspective because it's like...
It literally stopped.
It's literally like she is in such a good relationship and I am obsessed because it was such like God, a God relationship. It's so godly centered and... I love them so much. I can brag about them all the time. But yeah, so I got into a relationship and I was really nervous too because I was like, I don't know if I want to do that because I'm like, at my stand... Like, I know it sounds really bad, but it's like my standards are so high that I mean... Don't lower your standards. Lower your standards.
Thank you.
Think you don't lower them? Thank you. Coming from a girl who doesn't want you to lower them.
Right.
So, girls, because it's two of us. But, yeah, so I got into a relationship. We were together for, like, 3 months. And then, like, I got kind of broken up with hashtag. I don't want to sound like, because I'm not bashing anyone at all. Right. But,
this is all true.
Yeah, it was just, like, it was a really big life change because I got into a life change, and then I changed out of that life change. Right. So I had to rechange my life change. It was lots of changing, guys. Lots of internal change where I was like, what's going on? Like, am I doing something wrong? Is, like, were I missing signs at the beginning? But then I'm like, as much as in the moment, I'm like, I shouldn't have even gotten that relationship. It's like... I'm learning so much from it.
Right, you learned so much.
You learned so much. And so those, and I know this is like kind of going all over the place, but I have so many thoughts in my head. It's like, if your life change right now is losing a friendship, losing a relationship, something that you really, really cared about, or someone you really cared about, you will always find your way back to God if that's who you're seeking. And you'll see purpose in that.
Yeah.
You'll always grow. Oh my gosh, I knew what I was going to say.
What?
Earlier, when you were talking about... Oh my gosh, wait, maybe I just lost it. Oh no. Duh. Here, make some background noise.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh my gosh, guys, I actually lost what we were talking about, so maybe it'll come back. Because, like, I mean, like, oh my gosh, wait, okay, this isn't what... I know what it is, guys. Okay, when you were talking about regrets, when you were like...
Like, I don't regret.
Yeah, it's like when you're like in the moment, you're like, I would take that back. And like, you look back and you're like, no, I actually wouldn't.
Yeah.
Me and I went on a little mini road trip, hashtag, with Abby Murphy. Shout out her. She has a podcast. Not her podcast. That's Live Potty. Yeah. So, shout out her. But I went on a mini little thing with her, my sugar Lila, and then Abby's boyfriend Ryan for a wedding. Shout out the Thadens, so pretty. But we're going over like would you rather questions or like deep questions in the car, because we were in the car for a while. And we're like, what is one thing that you would take back? And I was there and I was like, I honestly can't think of anything.
Yeah.
Because everything that happens
shapes you into the person that you are.
It does.
100%.
It does.
100%.
What is one of the biggest life changes you've been through? I know it's kind of a big question because it's like you've been through so many little ones and so many big ones. Like, it's a lot.
I think the biggest life change, honestly, like, I know we already talked about it, but I think the biggest life change I've been through is going to college.
Yeah.
And, like, learning how to be an independent person. Mm-hmm. And also, like, understanding a new lifestyle. Like, if we're going to be completely vulnerable here, like, I'm in psychology and I want to be a therapist, but I've never gone to therapy. But when I...
Real.
So I got into college and it was like such a huge change and such a huge transition that I didn't know how to handle that I had to start going to therapy. Like I just couldn't handle it. The stress levels were insane and like I couldn't control like my emotions. It was just a whole thing. So... I ended up going to counseling, and that helped me a lot. But yeah, I mean, I would say that that was the biggest change because I've never, like, felt that way about a change.
Yeah.
And it was a transition. It was the longest transition period I've ever had.
Yes, that's a good way of putting it.
Like, usually, like, if you're going through a change, like, there's a little period where things are a little uncomfortable and you're trying to get used to things. Like, that was the longest transition period I've ever had.
Like, it felt like it was never ending.
Yeah. It probably took me, like... honestly, like, 2 months to get, absolutely acclimated to things.
And that's a long time. Yeah. Like, I know it's, like, 2 months, but, like, when you're in the middle of a change, you're like, when is this going to end?
When is this going to feel comfortable? When is this going to feel normal? Yeah.
And uncomfortability is hard.
Oh, my gosh.
But, again, uncomfortability brings change, yes. and change brings growth.
Yes.
And that's, like, I just love it. And I always use things. I always use that, the reference of new wine. But, like, yeah. When the vineyard person, I'm sure there's a name for that. I'm not sure what the name is.
I don't know.
But, like, I want to go to one in Paris or France, but that's fine. When they're crushing the grapes, that's like we're literally, God is literally crushing us. But it's not to make us feel worthless or something like that, or feel disappointed in all the feelings that we're feeling, which, again, are valid feelings. There is not a single person who don't feel those things, because we're also human and we're created to feel emotions. Yeah. But at the same time, the grapes always turn into wine. But the thing about wine is it's not just grape juice. Grape juice comes before the wine. Right. So it's like the wine has to sit there, and it has to kind of just sit in the change sometimes, and it becomes like the best thing ever.
Yeah.
You know? And Jesus drank wine, and he only drinks the best.
So true.
The best. Yeah. I love Jesus. Yeah. Random outbreak of song. But, college is a hard transition. What do you think? Oh, actually, side question.
Okay.
When you're in college to go into, like, psychology.
Yeah.
Are you required to, like, go to therapy yourself? No. You're not? I didn't know if that was, like, a thing.
I will say, like, some classes use it as, like, an extra credit mechanism. Like,
low-key, do that.
Like,
I would.
Go to therapy for extra credit. Yes, please.
Okay, talking about my problems, yes, and then, like, getting credit for
therapy. But no, it's not required, which you would think, like,
right.
If you're going to be a therapist, like, you kind of need to know how to
do it. But don't you have to shadow people and stuff eventually?
Yeah, definitely, like, in grad school, that becomes a thing.
Yeah. Because
you have to go to grad school to be a therapist.
Right.
So I'll be going to grad school, guys.
Guys, she's going to do so good, though.
Going to be an academic
weapon. She's really smart. Yeah, she's really, really smart. That's crazy, because I, like, just kind of assumed that you would. But, right? I mean, extra credit makes sense, I guess.
I guess.
Anywho, yeah. That's pretty fun. That's pretty crazy.
What was the other question? You said question, and then you said side question.
Oh, what do you think was the best way of getting through? And I know, like, Jesus is, like, the answer. It's, like, for Jesus sure, gets you through. But, like, what things specifically for those who are going through life changes right now and are, like, I'm trying to pray, I don't know what I'm doing, like, who do I reach out to? What do I do on my own? Like, how do you think you got through those life changes?
Honestly, this sounds so stupid and so cliche, but probably just time.
Yeah.
Like, just living in and sitting in the new stage of life I was in, and, like, allowing myself to take it all in and not be bogged down by the negative feelings. Like, to keep pushing through. Like, keep going to your classes, keep getting involved in your sorority, keep meeting new people, keep making time to, like, talk to people, keep making time to, like, go get coffee with people.
Being,
like,
intentional with
Yes,
it.
Like, being completely intentional with my time, like, keeping in my word, keeping, like, finding new Bible studies to go to. I mean, like, just allowing myself to sit in that transition period and honestly be comfortable with uncomfortability.
That's good. Being comfortable with uncomfortability. Yeah. That's actually really good, because when you learn to do that, and honestly, like, the more life changes that get thrown at you, I feel like the easier it is to handle it.
Yes.
And there are some bigger life changes than others. Obviously, going into college is one. That would be one of my biggest ones too, because also, like, most people go from living, like, with people all the time to being by yourself. That's a big change. Or maybe, like, me, I've never shared a room before, and then I go in college and I'm sharing with someone,
sharing,
and you're like,
yeah,
it's like, this is crazy. Which, by the way, I loved. Shout out Zemdog. I loved the dorm, which I won't get again, but, like, that was such like, it's weird to think. I'm like, I remember my parents telling me their stories about their dorm, and now I'm like, I've already had that experience. It's like when I was in my dorm in college, like, whatever. But I would say college is probably one of my biggest things. But also, like, when I think of a really, really major life change, I would say, like, my parents getting divorced or something.
Which
to me, that was probably the biggest thing, because that changed almost everything.
Sure.
The way that I lived life. And I know there's a lot of people going through family issues right now. If that's you, stick with me, because I'm telling you. I was always a Christian, and I talk about this all the time, but my relationship with God was never super relationship-y, intentional, I guess, until about 6th or 7th grade, when I literally went through, like, the biggest life change in my life of my parents getting separated. I know a lot of people have very similar stories, but when you can't rely on anything else. And it's the same thing with moving out of college, moving into college, going into high school, getting married, getting into a relationship, going through a breakup. Like, no matter what you're in, you're going to have maybe a few hard days. And maybe it'll feel like you have nothing or no one to go to, and you'll just feel super lonely. But the feeling of loneliness doesn't mean that you're alone.
Oh, so true.
And, like, God is literally the only person. I know it's, like, cliche, but y'all are expecting a Jesus answer, and I'm going to give you a Jesus answer. So
it's best kind of answer.
Yeah, Jesus, he is. Because, and I'm like, I like to have fun. Me and Ava both like to have fun. But again,
we're
like,
so fun.
Guys, we're actually really funny people. I promise you I'm funny. Yeah, go watch Veronica's Cool on TikTok, and she's the funniest TikTok creator. I literally love her so much. But genuinely spending time with God, and know it's like, I don't want to spend time. I've been there.
Yes.
Motivation is hard sometimes. It is. You don't want to be missing out on things. Because when I tell you, your girl has the worst fear of missing out of literally anyone. I understand. But guess who also, like, helps you through that FOMO with giving you peace? Jesus, okay? Here's my one advice. Because I know there's a lot of people who want to do something, but you kind of want it to make it a small, subtle change.
Yeah.
Talk to God like he's your friend.
Oh, so true.
If you're in the car, I know a lot. That's when I talk to God the most, I think, is when I'm in the car.
Yeah.
It's because, like, I'm driving.
Yes.
And I just... Hey, God, I'm really, really stressed out right now. You don't have to act perfect in front of God, because he already knows your flaws.
He sees every bit of your life, every single bit of it.
He literally knows everything about you. And I think a lot of times I try to, like, hide some things from him.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, purposely not mentioning this when I'm talking to him, because I'm like,
oh my gosh, I'm God.
Like,
real.
You know I love you. He knows you love you. You don't have to pretend to be someone you're not, because everything you are, he loves.
Yes.
Which is crazy to me. Oh my gosh, that brings me to Isaiah 43. Hold on. Okay, so I had to look it up in my Bible because I wanted to actually read from the truth, which again, I say this in every podcast. I want to back things up about truth because, like, I want to be vulnerable. Like, I want to be honest, and so does Ava. Like, we just, like, I just want to be the truth that people aren't going to give you. So truth also comes with the truth, and this is the truth. If you guys don't have a Bible, let me know. I can help you get one. If you do have a Bible, it's God-breathed. It's literally like, like, I've never read the Bible and, like, regretted reading it. Oh, you know what I mean? Yes. That's one of the motivation things that, like, helps me.
Whenever I'm unmotivated, it's like, but you know that you're not going to regret it.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Because I say the same thing. So, like, it'll be, like, really late at night and I hadn't read my Bible. Because I'm a night Bible reader.
Oh, me too.
Like, everyone's like, can you do it in the morning? I can't. No, I'm not, I don't want to do it in the morning. I listen to worship music on the way to work and I pray, but I don't read the Bible until nighttime because I write in my journal and it ends up being like a 45-minute to hour type thing. But anywho, whenever I'm like not feeling it, which sometimes I don't feel it and I don't do it.
Yeah.
If I'm being completely honest.
Let's be real.
But like most of the time, I'm like, you're going to regret not reading it.
You will regret not reading it, but you will not regret reading it.
Yes. Ding, ding, ding. Her. Okay. So this is Isaiah 43 and... Like, I've read this chapter so many times, but it wasn't until literally, like, a few days ago that I read it, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is crazy. Listen, because, like, I know girls especially, they're like, whenever guys text me, love you, it makes me so mad. Like, include the I, and I'm like, yeah, include the I. God includes the I. So wait for this, okay? Listen. So it's Isaiah 43. I'm going to start on verse 3. It says, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba, forgive me, in your stead, since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you. I will give these people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. It literally says, I love you. It says, like, I'm, like...
Like, God telling you, I love you.
Yes.
Can you, like, just, like, imagine that? Imagine God or Jesus just sitting in front of you and saying, hey, I love you.
Like, that's crazy to me.
That's so special.
And that's so special because I know we're... I don't really exactly remember what we were talking about before this, but it was, like, when you hear that, like, when you feel like you're so unworthy of something and you're going through a change and you're, like, a breakup, for example. Now I can relate on that. Like, you have no idea how much you put your worth in other people until... You don't have it anymore. And then you're like, am I not worthy enough for this? Am I not pretty enough for this? Am I not handsome enough for this? Uh-huh. Like, is my personality not, like, is there something that I need to change about myself? And then God is looking at you and is like, I love you. Like, I see, oh, that's what we're talking about. I see every part of you.
Yeah.
And I created you. Like, I literally formed you. Yeah.
I literally love you.
So I just think it's great. Like, I love you. I'm doing the hand sign right now. But yeah, not the rock sign. Sorry. Rock on! Rock on! Sad llama, bad llama, mentally disturbed llama, super llama, drama llama, big fat mama llama, llama llama llama. Literally, I haven't heard that. It's like musically thing. I've been there since the OG very beginning, for real.
Yes.
I want to do that trend. Not that trend. The trend where it's like, give me my money.
What is that?
Oh my gosh, I'm going to get Bella to do it with me. Have you not?
No.
Oh, okay. I should have done it to you.
Oh, you can. God. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I can't
about.
Do it now because now you know it's a trend.
Oh.
I'm going to get Bella to do it to my mom. You can do it with us. We'll show you how to do it. It's okay. Really funny. Okay. Go look at it. Go search Give Me My Money trend on TikTok. You'll find it, I promise. Okay, so there's another thing. Also, when you're reading your Bible and maybe like you're starting from the beginning, like I said, open your Bible. A good place to start, I would always recommend like Psalms.
Yeah.
Because it's just like the truth of That's like good. Who God is, or like one of the Gospels.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend, if you were going to pick one of the Gospels, I'd recommend Matthew.
You think Matthew? Matthew's a good place to start. Yeah. What's your favorite Gospel?
Matthew.
Mine's Mark. I love Mark. I love Mark. And no hate on Mark. Here's the reason. Because...
Give me the reason.
I'll give you the reason. Here it is. I feel like when you're reading the Gospels, it's a lot of the same stories... Oh, over it is. Like, that's what it is. Like, it's just, like, different stories from different perspectives. But the perspective of Mark, in my opinion, is the most, like, real. It's like, you know, like, when you're talking to someone who is, like, super loving. Like, when you, like, imagine the Christian who's, like, super loving, like, gentle-spirited. To me, that's, like, Matthew, John, Luke.
Okay.
Mark is, like, the...
That real friend.
It's, like, the real friend. It's, like, you, like...
Like, tell you how it is.
Yes. It's like that's what I want to be Mark. I hope that I am Mark. Like, I hope that, like, people, like, are like, you're calling, like, I really, because, like, I feel like there's two parts of me, because I thought about this the other day. Like, I think that, and you can give me your perspective on me, because to me, you're gentle.
Me?
Like, yes. Like, I think you're really gentle. Like, you just are, like, a gentle spirit. I think everyone who loves Jesus has a gentle spirit, because, like, it's a fruit spirit.
Different. Yeah.
But I feel, like... Based off what other people have told me about it, because, like, when I'll be like, I used to be a people pleaser, everyone's like, I could never see that in you. What? I could never see a people pleaser in you. And I'm like, that shocked me, because I always thought, like, people like, oh my gosh, Hannah's so, like, gentle and loving. But then, like, a lot of my Jesus friends are like, Hannah, you are, like, you are not like that. But I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like I could see two sides of you.
I think there is two sides. Like, I think, well, it's, like, I think I just, like, maybe show it differently to other people.
Maybe.
I don't know, but... I kind of like whenever people are like, you're, like, not like that. Like,
you're not like that.
Girl. You're like Mark, for real. You're like, but, like, Mark. One of the stories that I'm thinking of specifically in Mark is, like, the story of Jesus flipping the table.
Yeah.
Because it was like, he's pissed off. Like, this guy was pissed. And I was like, okay, real? Like, okay, that's Jesus so was funny. Bad, like, for real. But that was, like, also, that's, like, another debate question. Like, a lot of people think, like.
Oh, about the flipping table thing?
No, I was going to say the word pissed, but.
Oh, I do not think piss is a bad word.
Okay, I don't think so either. But, like, some people are like, I can never... Like, I'll say that and people will be like, Hannah! Because I don't cuss. But
I don't either. But piss is, like, the one word that I say regularly.
Me too. I say piss all the time. I'm like, you're pissing me off. I'm like, I'm so pissed. Yeah. And Hannah's like... Or everyone's like, Oh my God! But I'm like, what?
Say bad word.
Hannah, you're crazy. You're crazy, brother. And I'm like, okay. Also, I think I'm yelling in this microphone. I apologize. Turn your sound down if it's really loud. I mean, I'm sure you already have, but...
Viewer
discretion advised. You know what that sounds like?
What?
Viewer discretion advised. Only Murders in the Building. Have you seen that movie? That show? Ooh. You need to watch it. You need to watch it. Okay, watch Only Murders in the Building. If you have Hulu, it's on there. It's like Selena Gomez, the dad from Cheaper by the Dozen, and the guy who plays Jack Frost in the Santa Claus 3, I think. Okay. No, listen, it's so good.
The only shows I watch are Gilmore Girls and The Office.
Oh, I love Gilmore Girls and The Office.
Yeah. And Dance Moms. Oh, and Love is Blind.
Okay, I haven't seen Love is Blind.
Okay.
Fine. I haven't seen it.
I'll watch your show, you watch mine. Love is Blind is so good.
I know. Maybe I'll watch it. Is it like the new season? How do you watch the new season?
Netflix.
It's on Netflix?
All on Netflix. All of them.
Really?
All the seasons.
The new season?
Yes.
Oh.
All on Netflix.
What's the new season? What season is it?
Maybe 5.
That's the new season. I'm going to go watch it, guys. I'm going to go watch it. Fire. Oh, my gosh. Anywho,
me and Ross are obsessed.
I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna watch it because I hear so many things about it.
Yes, 10 out of 10.
Okay, I'll do that. I'm a show girl. Actually, I can't say. I'm like a show and movie girl. I love movies.
I'm just a show girl.
Really?
I cannot. movies every now and then, but shows are like my go-to.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I watch shows more, but like I'm a sit-down movie. Here's my thing. I have ADHD, so it's like I have certain hyperfixations. If I'm like fixated on a movie, I can sit and watch it. But if I'm not interested, can't watch movies.
Gotcha.
Like I was watching Twister last night. And I was like, this is actually really good. It's like I wouldn't be able to sit here if it wasn't good. And it low-key made me want to go, like, chase a tornado down. Because it's like, what's the worst thing that could happen? Like, those people would have died in an instant if this was real life, if I'm being completely honest. Anywho, moving on. Life changes are crazy. And they're just, they're so good. I was going to have another question because I just think that, like, Jesus is so kind. That's another thing I was going to say, like, on my Instagram or something. Because I just, the one word, okay, that's a good question. What do you think is the best word that you use to describe Jesus?
I don't want to be cliche.
What were you to say?
Love?
Love God is... I mean, but he is.
I mean, my favorite verse is 1 John 4:8.
Quote it.
Whoever does not know God does not know love because God is love.
Good. Fire. Eat. The best. Eat that.
Because, I mean, think about, like, what love is and, like, God has an immeasurable love. And so, like, to just, I mean, love is like, oh, yeah, God is love. Oh, okay, whatever. But
God,
like,
is love.
But
yeah.
When you're looking at, like, love, like, our human capacity or human knowledge of what love is like, incomprehensible compared to the way that God's love is. And, like, if you think about the person that you love the most in this world, like, think about how much you love them, but then multiply that by, like, 10 billion, and that's how much God loves every single one of us individually. And that is, like...
Wow, that's good.
That's just... I mean, that's just beautiful to me. Yeah. Like, and that's just my favorite thing to think about. To know that God loves me that much is just the best.
That's such a good way to put it.
And what's your...
He loves us so much. I would think I was at a restaurant the other day, and I'm like... Oh, I was talking with... Oh, my gosh. It was Abby and Lila, because we were like... We were in a different place. We'd never seen these people. And it's like, how does God create so many different faces?
Kind of, yes.
Like, with, like, different people, it's like even twins are identical. But it's like God's thoughts. And this is, like, the truth. It's literally said in the Bible multiple times. Like, God's thoughts for us are more than the grains of the sand. Crazy. Because how does he have that many thoughts for me? Like, that's crazy. But, yeah, he is love. I always say God is, like, kind. But, like, I never use, like, the word because I feel like it's, like, be kind. But I started using the word kind. And Zemi... Shout out Zemi. I don't even know if she's listening to this or not, but I told her, like, at the beginning of, like, last semester, I was like, I don't want to use the word nice anymore. I was like, I want to use kind. I'm like, 'cause that's, like,
kind
biblical.
Kind is such a more loaded word.
Yes, because I'm like, that's so much more intentional. So I started using the word kind, and it's so cliche. I feel like I say cliche a lot, but, like, it is kind of cliche because, like, the more I was using the word kind, because I'd be like, that's so kind. Like, when someone did, like, I'm like, thank you for being kind.
Yeah.
And the more I would use it, the more I'd realize, like, this is kindness. And then I was like, God is kind.
Yeah.
And it's like, when I want to see some, like, when I want to see a feature just of P, okay, that's
like
not coming
up.
Yeah. It's like in an individual, the first thing that, like, I notice is, like, their kindness.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, Jesus is literally kind. Like, when I was in a relationship, I'd be like, you know, like, my boyfriend is so kind. Yeah. And, like, it made me so emotional. 'Cause I was like, to me, like, Jesus was kind.
Yeah.
And is not, I mean, he's literally not dead, but, like, Jesus, like, is kind, and that's always the word I would describe, but I also love the word gentle.
That's a good one, too.
Because I just love a gentle spirit, like,
that
you can just tell.
That
yeah, that's,
one.
Like, my number one trait that I want to find in my husband, is a gentle spirit, because I'm just, I feel like I can't, like, I feel like I'm gentle, but, like, I just need, like, a soft spirit,
yes.
I guess, because God is so gentle, Jesus,
yes.
Like, I just, like,
word.
Love them, but... But yeah, life changes.
Life
God
changes.
Is gentle during the life changes. He's kind.
He's
love
loving.
During the life changes.
Yes.
Oh, that's so crazy. I feel like we could talk about life changes forever.
I know. I mean, you'll get through your life changes. Like, they might be hard now, but again, you'll look back on them and you'll be like, you'll see how much you've grown in the span of time that those changes happened, and you will... be so excited about it.
Yeah, that's so true. I'm trying to think of what I was gonna respond back with. Yes, like, life changes are bound to happen no matter what you're going through, and it happens to everyone. And in the moment, it doesn't seem like it's gonna be good. You can't see anything good happening with it. You can't see the plan in it. And honestly, like, John 13:7 says, you may not know now what I'm doing, but you soon will. But it's like, when you're going through these things, it feels like it's the end of the world. You will always get through it. You will
always get through it, especially if you're seeking God in the middle of it.
So true. God is not surprised by what's happening in your life.
He's not.
And he's just, like, crazy. But you're going to get through it.
Yes.
That's, like, the number one thing. It's, like, trust. I hate when I'm, like, trust the process. Trust God.
Yeah.
And it's, like, I feel like I've said the word, like,
we're
so much.
We're not trusting the process here. We're trusting God through the process. Like, that's good. We're trusting that God is working through the process.
Yes.
Yes.
God is always at work, no matter if we see it or not. I love talking to my mom about that because my mom's always like, you already know, like, you don't have to know what's going to happen. But, like, if you're saying you're trusting in God, then you're saying you're trusting him even through the hard stuff.
Yes.
And
knowing that
the emotions are real. Good. Yeah, but changes are hard, but God is good. So,
yes.
Period. All right, y'all. That was a really good talk. I didn't know how long it was going to last, but we're at almost 45 seconds. Not seconds, minutes.
Minutes?
45 hours and days. Just joking. But, thanks for coming on, Ava.
I'm so glad I could.
That was so fun. Y'all, it was such a last minute thing. Yes. And I was like, I don't even know if she's going to be free, but... Oh, she's just
worked out so good.
She's so awesome. I love
it.
I just love it so much.
Let me do it again.
Yes, okay. Another podcast, guys. I think living at my house might make it more
accessible
to do it because in college it's just so hard because I would try using the podcast room, which isn't bonus about being a broadcasting student.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Because you're allowed to have access to, like, the radio room and broadcast in the podcast room, but
that's
I
didn't think about that.
Yeah, it's a really cool room because it's, like, soundproof and stuff, which I'm sure you guys obviously know this isn't soundproof because you can hear my chair ricketing because this chair is from, like, the 1700s. But I know how to use the technology there. I just don't want to. Because to me, that just takes too much time. Gotcha. And I use the minimal stuff. But, yes, another podcast soon. And I just, like, life changes are crazy. And I could talk about it forever. And I'm sure this wasn't even going in the direction we were planning on it. But guess what? I don't plan my podcast. A lot of people are like, that's actually... Like,
it's authentic.
Yes, we want it to be real. We want it to be real.
Authenticity.
I love that. But... yeah, so fun. I love having it. Like, people on it. I don't know what I was going to go with
that.
I love having it, period. I do love the podcast, and Jesus is going to bless it and thrive with it, because I am just grateful that you guys are trusting me in my voice, or maybe you're just bored. Maybe I know a lot of people listen to it driving. I'm a podcast listener when I'm driving, too, sometimes, especially long drives, so shout out to you guys. I love you guys so, so much, and I say that all the time, but... I am just grateful. Like, there is so much gratitude in my heart just for the opportunity to listen, that you guys are taking the time to listen. So, again, reach out to me if you want to get coffee. I'm sure Ava is the same way. She's a coffee girl.
I love coffee.
Reach out to us. You guys know, what's your Instagram again? Say it again.
Ava Kaufman_,
guys. She's amazing. She posts stuff all the time. She's a crazy girl, and I love her.
I'm a crazy girl.
She's so crazy. I'm gonna have to get wrong one. And then my Instagram is Handle Is Humble. That's my personal, and my podcast one is Sit Down Be Humble Pod. Also, keep an eye out, because I'm still thinking and praying and figuring out logistics about, like, merch, maybe, for a fundraiser, so I can study abroad, hashtag,
that's
period.
So fun.
But I also think it'd be super fun just having it, you know, for all my listeners. Like, that's it.
Be humbler.
But, yeah, feel free to share the podcast. It really does mean a lot. But I'm not going to add it on any longer. I'll see you guys next time, and I just love you guys.
Bye.
See ya. Well,